Okay. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. By the next week, we will start Kiyak. And really, it's a great opportunity that we attend the Kiyak and Tazbiha. And we attend also, and we have, like, we try to praise God in all the night. And my question now is, why we have to praise God all the night? Why we have to spend all the night to praise God? إيه الفكرة؟ إن أنا أسبح بالليل، إن أنا أقعد طول الليل لغاية الصبح أقعد أسبح في ربنا. Why I have to praise? And really, it's good opportunity that I have to only to see God during the night. The night is a quiet time. During the night, there is no trouble, nothing. Surround me is nothing. خلاص, there is no work, no job, no kids with, for example, if I have kids, or nothing like make me in trouble in all my day. Only the night for God. That's why if we go to, for example, to the monastery, we have like this a system. We finish the day maximum at 9, 10 bikitir. And after that, we have to go to sleep like for 3-4 hours. For example, like we have to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and we have to start praising God until like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, then we have a mass. First time I went to the monastery, I was 16 years old. And it's very bad experience because they put me, I was too small, and they put me to the end of a monastery, and very hard monastery, which is St. Paul in Red Sea, which is, if you know, Ambabul al-Abah al-Ahmar, it's really very hard and very difficult monastery in Egypt. And really, it's a disaster. And what happened exactly, you know, لقيت نفسي محطوط في التسبيحة in I have to wake up early and I have to adapt myself in the system, in the monastery, and I have to praise. I was like, and they tried to push me like, wake up, يلا أوم, الساعة 3 الصبح, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to go, we have to pray, and we have to praise, and when I'm opening my eyes, what I have to do? I have to sleep, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. But when I went to the church, and طبعاً it's taken for me and it's taken 1 hour. And my servant tried to push on me. Yalla habibi. Okay. And after this, I accept his advice to go to the church to praise God. عشان التسبيحة. And when I went first time, طبعاً لاني half of التسبيحة I was sleeping for sure. But I have to mention something very important. I saw in the eyes and the action of all the monks. They try only they pray. They are praying. Only one voice. All are the same voice. And everyone, for example, tried, he had a book and he's looking to the book and only what he have, he looking to the sky or upstairs, I'm not sure if he's looking for, but he tried to pray only. He tried to talk to someone. And it's the first time, like my first experience with the tasbihah. And كانت it حاجة صعبة وإن أنا أشوف ناس واقفة طول الليل قاعدة شغالة only they're praising. إيه ده؟ بيعملوا إيه دولت؟ Then I ask it after one from the monk the next day. Can I tell you something? And I need someone like explain to me what the purpose to do it all of this. طب ما تعملوها during the day. You can't do it during the day. Why do we have to do it like in the night? And he told me like this. Only the quiet time is on the night, and I have to see God in the night. Even God, he said, I am coming in the night. That's why we try to prepare ourselves to see God in the night. Maybe he will come anytime. I told him, maybe he come any time during the day. It's not necessary to do everything, all of this during the night, and you have to sleep. He told me, no, you will see after you touch the meaning of the words of the midnight praising and the meaning of what we are praise, لما تحس بيها هتعرف احنا ليه بنعمل كده. And I decided to understand what the meaning of the tasbihah. First of all, if I'm going to tasbihah and kiyak are the same, but only kiyak, it is different because we have more songs for Saint Mary. Because without Saint Mary, من غير Saint Mary, ما احنا ما كناش نقدر, ما كانش هيكون في any incarnation. Without Saint Mary, there is no incarnation. Without Saint Mary, there is no nativity. That's why we try to praise God for sure and also Saint Mary at the same time. We start in first, for example, the midnight prayer, Salat Nus al-Layl. Okay? There is three prayers in the midnight prayer. First one, it's only the first and the second and the third, it's only something to prepare myself, prepare my soul. Okay, that's, guys, I am trying to prepare yourself, your soul, your spirit to receive God. Maybe He will come anytime. And every single word in the Psalms that we read, it's only prepare ourselves to receive God anytime or to meet God anytime. Tomorrow is the fourth Sunday in Hathor. It's only someone come to Jesus Christ and he asked him, I need to go, I need to follow you. And I love you a lot. You know what? You're a righteous man. But I need to follow you. I need to know you more. He told him, okay, you know the commandments? You know everything about the commandments? Yes, I know. Then he told him, okay, I know that you're a rich man. Can you sell everything? Sell what you have. All your money. And the problem that this guy have idol on his heart. The idol here, it is not related to only the money. No, maybe the idol is related, for example, emotions, related to someone, like for example, I explain this by tomorrow, like Jacob. Jacob, for example, in the Old Testament, what happened? He have something related him to the earth. When he decided, Jacob, to come back to home, when he was working with Laban for 14 years, he needed to go back to home. He decided to meet Esau. And after this, he was very afraid and scared from Esau. What happened? He put in first who? أول حاجة حطهم مين في الطريق. He first of all he put Leah and her sons, then the son of Rachel, and after that Rachel. The last one was Rachel. Why Jacob? Then Jacob answered, because I have an idol in my heart. I love Rachel more than God. I love Rachel more than God. That's why exactly God said to him, why you love Rachel more than me? There is a lot of obstacles between me and between God. And these obstacles is idols on my heart. Maybe emotions. Maybe someone in my life. Maybe my work. Maybe my kids. If I love my kids for sure 100%, but if I love them more than God, here it's a problem. Then I have to put the priority is God in first and after is my kids. I love my kids in God. Then I have, that's why the monks, what they did, they tried to destroy all or everything in their hearts, their idols, and they put themselves only in the night. That's why we try to do the same what they do. Okay? خلاص مش بفكر في أي حاجة بالليل. What I have to think about in the night? Nothing. خلاص. Tomorrow morning we will say like 3-4 hours only praising God, only saying, only we sing all together, for example, for some songs from Saint Mary, and we ask her intercession to help us in everything, and we try to imitate everything, we try to contemplate about to see everything in what happened in, for example, in the Old Testament. For example, we have four hosts. The four, okay? The first one is, it came from what? From Old Testament. When? For Moses. Then we try to see the salvation story from the beginning to the end. Maybe we will do, in 2016, God willing, we will do exactly the rite of the church. We will try to explain to you why we have to do, for example, this. For example, in the Vesper, the first of all, after I opened the rite, okay, what happened? The priest pray the thanksgiving outside. Outside, they have to pray here. Why? يعني مش مهم أي حتة هنا جوة anywhere. You have to pray anywhere. Mom, you have to pray only for thanksgiving. No. I have to pray here in first because it's a symbolize of when Adam in first, he fell in the sin, then God told him, go outside from the heaven. And what I'm doing, I'm praying the thanksgiving, and I tell him, thank you, God, because, okay, you put and you tell Adam to go outside, and by your incarnation, I will go inside after. Then I have to remember and I have to remind myself that only God, when he was incarnate and became a man, he gave me the only solution to go inside the heaven. And he fulfilled the salvation. That's why I try to pray. No, I begin in here outside the altar. Then after I finish the thanksgiving, I go inside to remind myself, okay, thank God. You give me the opportunity and the chance to go inside the altar or inside the heaven. Then everything we are doing in the church, واحنا بنعمل في القداس أو في التسبيحة or whatever what we are doing, it's something, it's a ليها رمز, it's a symbolize of something. That's why if we are going quickly, for example, we have why we say on Kiak, 7 and 4. What is the symbolize of 7, or what is exactly the 7, or what is the 4? You know? 4 is el hos. Okay? 4 is hos. And the 7 is Theotokia. What is a host and what is a Theotokia? Host, it means praise. Then we praise God, but we have four hosts, or هم أربعة hosts, and we try to praise God in four. And the 7 is a 7 Theotokia. What the meaning of Theotokia? It's we have to praise Saint Mary. It's only related to Saint Mary. Then we praise God and we praise Saint Mary. 7 and 4. The first one, the first host, it's from Exodus 15 and the Revolution 15 also too. Can you imagine that the church, I'm giving an example, I'm not explaining everything, but only an example until we will start the rites, exactly the program of rites of the church. Okay, but in an example, you can imagine that Exodus 15 and Revelation book 15 are the same. And the church come gathered together, put it all collected, both of two chapters, from Exodus and from the revolution and put it all together in one horse. We are the same. Talking about what? About the Israel when they go out from Egypt and they pass through the Red Sea. And exactly what happened when Jesus Christ came and he tried to fulfill the salvation of all the people, of all the nation after the incorruption. And we are now in the freedom. You can imagine that we are now in the freedom to do anything. I can't do anything now. Now I have nothing. I have some commandments, for example. This is exactly what tomorrow we will explain by when the guy came to Jesus Christ and he asked, okay, I have some commandments. I know all the commandments. And come to me again, come to Abuna and tell him like, Abuna, I didn't feel for anything when I'm praying. Yeah, okay, can you give me, for example, a solution? Okay, فيجي مثلا أبونا يقول له, okay, can you pray? أبونا, لو سمحت, be creative. يعني, be كده حاجة جديدة, مفروض تقول حاجة جديدة. أيوة, بس أنا, I have to ask myself first, why I have to pray to God? أنا بسأل الأول نفسي, أنا, هو أنا بصلي ليه ربنا? Why I have to pray? I didn't hear his voice. Man, I heard it, but there is something, an idol in my heart between me and between Jesus. Today in the morning, we have the feast of Saint Marcorius Abu Sefin. If I tell you, for example, the story of Abu Sefin, like everyone will, Ya Salam Alaik Abu Sefin. Inta Gamil Abu Sefin. And so, when we learn, or is Abu Sefin is another level, and myself in another level, for example, low level, and he's on high level? No. When Abuna in the church, in the liturgy, by the end of the liturgy, when he said, the holy is for the holy, it means that me and you and everybody in the church is holy. Abu Sefin is holy, and myself is holy, and yourself is holy. القدسات للقديسين يبقى كل واحد فينا قديس. Why I'm looking to Abu Sefin or Saint Mina or however who is the saint is far from me. Oh, it's another level. Ah, سيدي دولت ناس وإحنا ناس تانية. No, it's easy. When sometimes Abu Ma'ar Saint Macarius the Great, He had some thought about, I'm the first in the desert. I'm very good. I'm praying. I'm doing the liturgy every day. I'm praising. I'm doing everything in the desert. Who is better than me? I am the best. Then he listened like a voice from Jesus Christ when he said to him, you know what? Go to Alexandria. For what, my God? You will see two wives together. They are better than you. What? Two wives. And in عايشين عادي. In a normal way, you أحسن مني أنا? Better than me? No, never. And he went. What he saw? So nothing. ناس عايشين مع ربنا بس بهدوء. ناس that some people only they try to seeking God, seeking Jesus Christ in their life. What they are doing? Normal life. Normal life. But the normal life is a simple life with Jesus Christ is the best. I think you know this story. I will tell you about it. An elder woman went to Abuna, one of Abuna, and told him, Abuna, I need to tell me about a prayer. Yani عايز كده أصلي. Abuna, la okay. فلا حاجة كده تصليها وخلاص. يعني the woman she's very poor and she didn't she cannot read anything or whatever. And Abuna الله يعني three كده words only to pray. فلما روحت البيت, when she went to the home back home, and she tried to remember to remind herself or to remember, oh my God, which is exactly what he said to me. What he said to me. Oh my God, I forgot. Okay. And she remembered the two words. It's two words. Two words. What? أمسحك أكنيسك. أمسحك يعني clean it. أكنيسك يعني sorry. Wipe. My clean and wipe. Okay. Clean. Yeah. I clean you. I wipe you. Okay. We can say like this. You can imagine that she forgot the two words. And what happened exactly, when she came back to home, like she tried to remember, okay, my God, oh my God, I forgot the two words, what Abuna said to me, then I have to remember. Okay. And finally, she remembered, I clean you, I wiped you. Oh my God. And alas, she tried to do it by her heart, like Ada, every time, every day, every second, every minute, every hour, she tried to say, I clean you, I wipe you. I clean you, I wipe you. And after a month, when she went, like, she went to the one time to the church. And suddenly, Abuna, she had, like, a gift from God to see something, like the angels, for example. And he saw a lot of angels surround this woman. And he was surprised. Okay. And she, after he finished quickly the mass, he need to ask her, come, please, can you tell me what happened? The woman was like surprised. Abuna, you remember me? Yes, but tell me. I told you something, but I forgot. Can you tell me? Yes, Abuna, you told me exactly. I have to pray, but I was asking you to tell me why I have to pray, but I cannot pray anything. And you told me pray to God by say to Him, I clean you, I wiped you. I told you to say like this. How you talk to God and tell Him, I clean you, I wipe you, and إزاي? أنا قلت لك كده. فأبونا بصلا كده لا. Oh my God, I remember what I said to you. I said to you, I praise you. I glorify you. بس أسبحك أمجدك. فلما تقام بالعربي فهي نسيتها. أمسحك أكنسك. And what happens? She's only praying. She didn't understand the meaning of the word, but she had the feeling that she's only praying to God. يعني كأنها بتطلب حاجة. She's asking God a lot of things. She has a relationship with God. You know what? This word, I didn't understand the meaning of this word, but really, يعني أنا, I'm sure that I'm praying to you. Maybe it's meaning than praising, but I'm not sure this is what the meaning of praising, but this is the meaning of this one, this nana cleaning you. But I'm not sure what the meaning of cleaning, but why I have to say cleaning, but it's okay, Abuna tell me this, and I have to pray to you, but I'm praying from my heart. There is no idol, there is no obstacle between me and between you. I'm only asking you to be with me, and to be with you. That's it. This is exactly the praising of the midnight. Maybe sometimes, like, a lot of people come to me, Abuna, we don't know any Coptic language, and we don't know Al-Han. The hymns, it's too difficult. That's why we cannot, like, follow everything, yes, but it's only very easy. For example, open the music. open any music, classic music, slow music, anything. For sure, we are not, for myself, sorry, I'm not Beethoven, or I'm not Bach, I'm not anything. But I have the feeling that when I hear the music, especially because I love music, when I hear the music, it's something different in my spirit. It's raised my spirit up. What's the difference? If I'm here in the church, I'm listening to the tone of the hymns, for example, or I'm reading the words of Al-Huset or Theotokayet or however what exactly. And you see how it's exactly when we say the songs of Saint Mary, مثلاً أمدح في البتول. You see all the church like they are praising and everybody stand up when deacon or Abuna Masik al-Daf and he's like شوية وحيرقص. Maybe he will dance أمدح في البتول. Why everything like this? It's different. The spirit is up. He only not song. Not it's not songs. It's not something like it's different. It's only alive. It's only alive. That's why after we finish the midnight praising, we finish by the mass, by the liturgy, because خلاص يعني we reach a level, different level, and the spirit now is up, and now we are ready to meet Jesus Christ inside. خلاص. That's why in the monastery it's different when they start or they begin the liturgy from the night, from the vesper, and there is also the praising of the vesper, before vesper, then going to the vesper, then after this they have to take the rest, and then going to the midnight midnight prayer and midnight praising, and going after to the mass. And if you go to ask any monk, are you tired? He will answer, no. I love it. I love it because he decides to leave everything and to seeking, he's seeking only God. And yesterday we have the youth meeting and one asking from the youth, why we have to do everything like this? If we know that Jesus Christ is here, and why we have, okay, what I'm doing here in the life? I have to go to the desert. And after we finish, I have a small discussion with her, and I told her, St. John the Short is a monk. He was a monk. And he tried to do like the baskets, okay, to sell it, to have money, and to like, okay, to buy some foods, for example. And there's a bunch from the monks, and they did everything for the baskets, and they went to the market, okay, in the village, a small village, to sell it. And after this, what happened? St. John the Short was stand up all the day, and he was looking to the sky, but he tried to sell it, but he was looking only to the sky. And after by the end, and he, okay, all the monks already sold, everything is sold, and only St. John the Short still have all the basket. Then the monks came to him like, Abuna, nothing. What you did all the day? Then the answer was like this. Is a cherubim is beautiful more than the seraphim, or the seraphim is more beautiful than the cherubim? Abuna, we talking about the baskets. Then St. John again answered. No, okay, can you tell me please? Because I'm all the day I'm trying to come to see if the cherubim is beautiful or the seraphim more beautiful. I'm not sure who is better. I'm not sure. However, where you are, but only if you're looking, you put Jesus Christ before your eyes, you will never see anything else. Only Jesus Christ before your eyes, you will never see anything else. Your answers, your acts, your deeds, everything, it shall be according to Jesus Christ. It shall be related to Jesus Christ. And you have the calm, you have the peace in your heart. It's different. That's why this is only one from the purpose that why we have to praising God in the midnight. It's only, I imagine, we are outside the nations. We are outside the world. We are in the heaven. And what we are doing only, we try to praise with before yesterday. Yes, or yeah, before yesterday, we have the feast of the 24 priests. And the 24 priests in the heaven, what they are doing? Only with the censer and the incense, and they try to worship before Jesus Christ. And they try to, only they have one song. Holy, holy, holy. You can imagine the meaning if you only meditate about the word of holy. Holy, the creator, holy. The Pantocrator, holy. Everything in his hands, holy. It's different. Then you can imagine by the end of the midnight praising, we try, the church try to push our spirit and push our, like, everything in our inside us, in like in our heart, to be up and to leave the earth. And you'll see like you're flying. That's why I hope if we can, like by the next Saturday, we will have the Kiyak Saba Arba, and we will start the first Saturday, inshallah, this Saturday, and inshallah, come on. And we will do an all the night, and we will finish the mass from 3 to 5. Okay, will be like two liturgies, one in the tenth Mina and one here in the morning early from 3 to 5. We will do the mass here. Yani, I know very well that the church is not habit that they do a kiyak till the morning. Yani, kul lil yani all the night. But we decide this year, yani, we try to do it again, just like as what we did last year. And I hope that we can attend all this midnight praying, and glory be to God forever. Amen. المسيح وشركة موهبة الروح القدس تكون مع جماعكم امضوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون مع جماعكم. We have the midnight prayer now.
Let us give thanks to the benevolent and merciful In the name of God, the Father, of God, Lord, God, Savior, Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him to guard us in all peace, this holy day, and all the day of our life, the Pantocrator, the Lord our God, O Master, Lord God, and the Pantocrator, the Father, Lord God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask that you, through goodness, love, and mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the day of all life and all peace with your fear, all in evil temptation, the work of Satan, the counsel of weak men, and the right hand of enemy in the manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable to provide and for us, for this you have given us authority to treat the serpent, the serpent, and open the power of hell enemy, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from you one, through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind of your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, and dominion, and the worship due unto you, and even the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is one, is sent with you now and all the time, the ages of ages. Amen. Erhamni Allah, Kazim, Rahmatakam, Sukasat Rafa, Taktam Hoismi, Taksini Kasir, Menesim, Hotiati Tahirni, Lenny Ayr, Bismi, Hotiotem, Mifkulahin, Lakawa. تشعر قدامك صنات لكتل برا فيها كوية لكتل بيزاح حكمت لأنها نزاب لسام حب لبي بالخطأ ولرتن يومي لأنها قزاك أحببت الحق إذا وضعت لي وامدك ملكم مصوراتها تنضح علي بزوفك فاتهر تخسيني فبيض أكثر من السلق تسمعني سرور فرحة فتبتاك زوم المنصاك اسرفك عن خطايا يمح كل أسامي قلبا نقي نخلق فيها الله روحا مستقيما جدد في أحشائي لا تطرحني من قدام وجهك وروحك القدوس لا تنزعه مني امنحني بهجة خلاصك بروح رأس ضدني فعلم ان سمطرقك المنافقون اليك يرجعون نجيني من الدماء يا الله لا خلاصي في ابتهاج لساني بعد لك يا رب افتح شفتي في غبر فم تسبيحتك لانك لو وصلت ذبيحه لكنت لن اعطي لكنك لسرب مركات فذبيحه لله روح منصعك القلب المنكسر المتواضع لرضا الله انعم يا رب صدق على صهيون وتبنى اسوار اورشليم حينئذ انصر ذبائح البر قربان المحرقات حينئذ قرب ذبائحك لا يقول